All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin on page Shin Aleph. Nivlaus Timim Deim. Vizem Ashakosev Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov. So the Mechaber writes, he quotes a beautiful statement of Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Halachos. Dvarim Nifloim Al Omek Hamusog Shalatshuva. Rabbi Nachman writes profound things on the depth and profundity of the ability to do tshuva. Remember again, we're still talking about that second Yetzer Hara, the post-sin Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer that tries to convince me that I can't get back up, that I can't redeem myself, that I can't change myself. So Rabbi Nachman comments on this, and he says, Afilu mishehu rasha u'bal averos chas v'shalom. Even if someone is a rasha and a bal averos, you know, it's interesting. What's a bal averos? So just like there's a bal tshuva, there's a bal tzedaka. So the word bal means you've mastered something. A bal tzedaka is someone who is very generous. A bal tshuva is someone who's mastered the process of tshuva. A bal avera is someone who's not just a recreational sinner, but mamish, he knows what he's doing, right? He's excellent at it. So even if somebody's a rasha, even if somebody's a bal averos chas v'shalom, afal pi kein eino osa l'Hashem yizbarach klal. But understand, at the end of the day, my negative behaviors do not affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean it doesn't affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It affects the Ribbono Shel Olam because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saddened by it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hurt by it. But it doesn't, in a tangible way, impact him. Meaning, my mistreatment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not go ahead and harm him as an entity. Kmo Shekasev, Im Chatosa Matif Alo. If I sin, what do I think? How am I impacting God? Ki Hashem Yisbarach Ma'ud Amku Machshavosav. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam's thoughts and intentions run deep, and he knows how to change everything, ultimately, again, for his covenant, for his ratzon. So, So what the Rebbe is just pointing out, and we'll see how this piece fits in. What the Rebbe is pointing out over here is that on one hand, when I sin, I might hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may be, again, I strain the relationship, but I don't negatively or adversely impact God as an entity. Not only that, so even though I don't impact God, there of course is retribution, and there of course is our ramifications or repercussions for my actions. Valkin, mol tshuva, akol ha'avona shebaolam. We'll say this is why tshuva works for any single avera. Afa pi sha'asa ma sha'asa, upaga ma sha'kama pagam, v'kilkel ma sha'kilkel, afa pi kein mol tshuva. We'll say because the Ribbono Shel Olam remains unaffected by my chate, that is why tshuva is possible. See, we'll say this is such a profound statement. You know, in a regular interpersonal relationship, If I harm someone, so you know, we're all in this situation. So I apologize. And let's say again, it's actually a real apology. And the person who I offended says, I forgive you. But we all know, I will say, how does that work? So I'm forgiven, but not forgotten. Right? Meaning, it's forgiven. Okay, we could forgive. But lemaisa, there's a pain that often remains, and there's a difficulty that remains, and there's a strain that remains. It doesn't go away. That's just the reality. Now, again, there are some people, we'll say, in this world who are such incredible ba'ale or ba'alos midos that when they forgive, they actually forgive. They forgive and they let go. Most of us are generally not like that. I'll forgive, meaning it's okay. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not going to forget what you did, right? And the truth is, I'm not even going to guarantee that at some point in time in the future, when you end up hurting me again, I may end up remembering and recalling and retelling and reliving the way you hurt me in the past. I'm willing to move on. And I will say, by the way, that in and of itself is an incredible, incredible midah. Rabbi Nachman writes, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not like that. In the Ribbono Shel Olam, the reason why true tshuva is possible, true tshuva is possible. Now, again, let's take a step back. So why is it that in the realm of interpersonal relationships that absolute forgiveness is not usually possible? When I say absolute, and that the person mamish purges the event from their mind and moves on in their life. And the simple answer to that is because I hurt someone. I hurt someone. So if I hurt someone who I love, or I hurt a friend, so even if they forgive me, I've hurt them, and hurt changes the individual. Here's the difference. You can't hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't hurt the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, quote-unquote, be offended. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, could be saddened. I can't negatively impact HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I can't negatively impact God, therefore true and absolute tshuva is possible. I could change these circumstances. I could erase these circumstances. I can turn back the clock. That's the power of tshuva, because I can't really negatively impact the Ribbono Shel Olam. So no matter what I do, no matter how bad the Avera is, no matter how profound the theological affront, at the end of the day, I can't harm God. So because I can't harm God, I can actually turn back the clock. I can actually make it as if this event never occurred. So this is why Rabbi said it's very difficult for us to really understand and really by extension accept the full profundity of tshuva. Because Rabbi said, when I go ahead and I do an avera, so remember again, I destroy, and I mess up the particular part of the body with which I've sinned, right? The particular midah with which I've sinned, and I've caused destruction in the world in general as well. Eich yuchal atakin al pei shin beis. Eich yuchal atakin al dea tshuva v'acharata mashikilkel. So how should I be able, why should I be able to fix through tshuva that which I have ruined? Valkin, be'emes sha'alu l'kulam v'heshivu. So say Rabbi Nachman is quoting over here the Medrash that brings down the Medrash. Baruch Hu created the world, he created man, and man sinned, or man will sin. So Chodesh Baruch Hu asks nature anew, what should be the punishment of man who sins? So every single different part of nature says that if man sins, tamus, he should die, he should be put to death, And interestingly enough, but the Ribbono Shel Olam listened to none of them. The Baruch Hu says, no, a nefesh achotah, someone who sins, yaseh tshuva. If a person does tshuva, that is enough ultimately again to rehabilitate the individual. Vehektim tshuva li olam. Hashem yisparach yodea gidulaso v'ramemuso. Ki ein mi sheyeida mimenu yisparach, ki im hu levado yisparach, v'al kein, it's a very profound piece. So the Mechaber explains to Bosai that at the end of the day, so I have the ability to go ahead and do tshuva. I have the ability to tap into this process that essentially allows me to turn back the hands of time. I have the ability to restart the clock. I have the ability to totally make myself new. How? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not get negatively impacted by my averos. In every single other relationship where there is a relationship trespass, even if I do tshuva, I can't necessarily reset the clock. Sometimes, again, there's damage that's done. There's a residual negative impact. And I can't change things. Things are what they are. Again, I could try to make things better. I could try to smooth things over. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a lasting negative impact. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. He is above the sin. He is above the chait. He is above the avera. He is not negatively impacted as a result of my negative actions. And therefore, when I choose to tap into the dynamic of tshuva, I can literally reset the clock. I can start anew. Now, says the Mechaber, don't think that that doesn't mean that there aren't ramifications. There are repercussions for negative behaviors, right? There are repercussions, ultimately, again, for sinful activity. There are repercussions for when I do the wrong thing. But at the end of the day, nevertheless, I have the ability to set back the clock. I have the ability to kind of push the reset button on everything. That's what, by the way, I just want to tell you something. This idea of Rabbi Nachman is a profound insight ultimately into tshuva, an incredibly profound insight into, again, our ability to reset the clock and our ability to make things new again. So we'll have to stop over here for today. There's a lot more to say on this, but we'll pick up Emir HaShem with this theme on Monday. Shkoyach.